recording is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Chrissy Sadowski.
Welcome to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has used his years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone in need he can. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hi, Chrissy.
How are you?
Always well, thanks, dear. How are you?
I'm great. Wayne, big news. I'm on the StraussNaturals.ca shop and Bladder Drops is up.
It is indeed.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting, Chrissy. This is another generations old formula that Strauss has brought back in the original formula. And again, I just have a ton of experience with that formula. My mom was so grateful for the effects of the Strauss bladder formula. And anybody who's getting up too many times through the night, I just really urge them to try the Strauss bladder formula and reduce that to once or none through the night and get a better night's sleep.
I have to tell you, up to this point, everything you've said has sounded great about all the products, but Bladder Drops has really gotten me and I can't wait to try it.
Well, that's great. I hope you do, Chrissy. And yeah, you won't be sorry. Just like the other formulas, 100% safe, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So nothing to lose and hopefully lots to gain for those folks that need it. And Chrissy, there's some antibiotic herbs in that formula, same as there is with the kidney formula and the prostate formula, and just other good supportive herbs in the formula for our bladder. You know, our bladder is a busy organ, and like anything else, to bacteria, first of all, is a great thing the bad bacteria to get out of our bodies. But to cleanse that organ is just a smart thing to do, just like our filters in our car and our furnace and our tractor, you know. And so just another great cleansing formula, and not something a person has to be on like a daily supplement for life, Chrissy. It generally a treatment is 3 months. And then depending on your age and your condition, you know, you might want to do that every other year or more often, certainly if you had any issues. And but I've just had wonderful experience with this over the years ago and when it was available then and I was involved with Strauss. So I'm thrilled that it's this original formula is back. And what a great Christmas gift. If you go on the website, Chrissy, I haven't yet, but I know that there are some specials, including the bladder. But there's some Christmas gift specials for the various formulas and groups of formulas. And all I can say is, you know, this isn't like the blue sweater that Mom's going to take back to get a brown one. I swear I never bought my mother a gift in her life. She didn't exchange. God bless her. But this isn't one you give back. This is just a great gift of health support and a great special that Strauss is running to help people with the expense. And just urge everyone that's interested to go on StraussNaturals.ca, have a look at these specials, and I hope you give it to yourselves today, folks.
Yeah, it's a great, there's a whole bunch of, it looks like there's a whole bunch of specials when I'm on here. Which include, punching in a code and then you get 15% off or 10% off depending on what you're buying. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's nice for Christmas time. So it does make a great gift for yourself, for your mate, for loved ones, your folks. These formulas are just very effective and they're all safe and your satisfaction is guaranteed. So something you don't see with pharma drugs, Chrissy, there's no guarantees there. Except there are potential side effects and serious side effects. So we'll just remind everyone again to please if you're taking some of the pharma drugs, please read the paperwork that you're provided. In the drug company's defense, they do tell us the warnings and the serious side effects to watch out for. And of course, it's so important to read for yourself. Doctors are very busy, Chrissy, and like the rest of us, they make mistakes. They're only human. And pharmacists the same way, never busier than today. So we need to be at least that much a part of our own health and choices to be aware. And if you're suffering any of the side effects that you're warned about in that paperwork that accompanies your prescription, well, you must call your doctor, and he or she can change the type of drug, change the dosage, whatever they think they need to do. But don't failing to read it, Chrissy, and then suffering some side effects, you could be in real danger. So you may need a microfine glass to read some of it, but please do read so that you know, and if something's going wrong, then you can call your doctor. I just think that's so important, and I keep stressing it, Chrissy, because so many people that I know and have known don't do it. You know, they don't read the paperwork and just make the assumption, I guess. They glamorize a lot of these pharmaceuticals, as you know, in the advertisements. But in fairness to them, they do tell you the potential harms and side effects. So very, very important to do that. The other thing that can happen, Chrissy, is that a dear old friend of mine, former football player, he was on 13 different drugs when he moved into my house years ago on death's door. And his doctor had prescribed 3 new ones. That would have been 16 different drugs.
Wow.
And my friend Joe was quite lazy. He wouldn't read. And he knew that I had a book about contraindications of the most popular prescribed 100 drugs. And Joe brought them home from the doctor and asked me to look them up and see if it was okay. Well, 2 out of those 3 new ones that he'd been prescribed contraindicated with some of the others he was already taking. So, I mean, that's just a great example. He would never have read the paperwork himself. He'd have just taken the pills, and who knows what would have happened. So, you know, they do give you the warnings. And I think this happens a lot, unfortunately, Chrissy, because pharmacists and doctors are so busy. And I always urge people to use the same pharmacy if they can for their prescriptive drugs, because hopefully that pharmacy has all your records on file in the computer. And I think, you know, your best chance of not having a bad mistake made about your health and what you're taking. So I'm not plugging for any pharmacies. I'm just saying that I think you have the best chance of the least chance of error if you use the same pharmacy, and talk to your pharmacist too. They you know, that's what they're there for. I remember once years ago, Chrissy, when, you know, I had clogged arteries, which I'd done nothing about. I didn't intend on having a surgery. I made plans to die young is what I did at that point. And then when I got the heart arrhythmia, the irregular heartbeat, a friend of mine had a connection. You know how hard it is to get a appointment with a specialist in Canada. And a friend of mine had a cardiologist friend, and he got me an appointment. And that doctor said to me, this was for irregular heartbeat. He said, well, here, Wayne, I'm going to give you this prescription. Let's try it for 30 days and see how you do. And, you know, I held that prescription, Chrissy, because I've always been against chemical drugs. You know, I knew that much even before I knew Strauss, that it wasn't natural. And I carried that prescription in my wallet for a couple of weeks. And, you know, the arrhythmia was really driving me crazy, because I felt every single race beat 24 hours a day. And I said, well, I just better do this. And I went in, and thankfully I knew the pharmacist, as years gone by from my son's getting prescriptions, antibiotics or whatever. And I knew Stephen, and I gave him the prescription. He started to fill out the thing for me. And I said, Stephen, no trouble trying this for 30 days, eh? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, try it for 30 days and see how it does for me. He said, listen, let me tell you something. From the time you take your first pill, don't ever miss a day. I said, what do you mean? and he told me about this young basketball player. I think he was from North Carolina, Duke College or something, and he was on this drug, and he decided their team was in the big Final Four matches in the States against all the colleges, and this boy decided to not take his pill that day, thinking it might increase his performance, and he had a heart attack on the court and died.
Oh,
so
wow.
There are some real serious dangers with some of these drugs, and thank God, you know, I asked him that question, Chrissy, or I would have taken that pill. And so Stephen, the pharmacist, said to me, "You're a pretty young guy to be on something like this your whole life, Wayne." And I said, that's enough for me. Don't bother filling it. And then lucky for me, years later, when I was introduced to Strauss and I took their CardioCalm formula, geez, 3 months, Chrissy, and I have not had an irregular heartbeat now for 22 or 23 years. My friend Joe, who had a horrible arrhythmia, just nothing. Mine was a consistent one-beat race. I thought it was skipping a beat, my heart, because there was a blank space there when I took my pulse. It was a one-beat race, and that's what left the space in between. But he had just a wild arrhythmia, and it took him, and he was in very poor health as well. He was 5 months on the CardioCalm before he no longer had arrhythmia. So anybody who has an irregular heartbeat, that is the most difficult heart condition for Western medicine to fix. They have these dangerous pills that I almost went on way back then. And they have the pacemaker, and I know there's a lot of folks with pacemakers, so I'm not trying to scare anyone, but I do have some examples. One, a very famous pro football player, and it sure didn't work for him 2 years later. You know, he passed. So arrhythmia is a serious heart condition. It's like an electrical problem in our hearts, and that Strauss CardioCalm is the cat's meow for that. So my point to start with, read those prescription paperwork, folks. Don't, you know, in God we trust. Trust your own eyes and just read it for your own comfort and safety sake, you know. And if there's no, you don't experience any of the side effects, well, then I guess that, you know, that's great. But if you are, you want to know it and you want to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to accountability for yourself, right? Because reading the paperwork is important, but then also taking the step to decide to use, you know, the heart drops or the bladder drops or whatever, you are making that decision. You're taking accountability for the challenges that you're currently facing in your life and
yeah.
or prevention of, right? So that's
yeah.
that's a really big deal.
You know, one of the, I did, but way back then, Chrissy, 20 years ago, for a period of about 5 years, I did just shy of 400 talks or lectures, whatever you want to call them. It was always two and a half hours. And the saddest part of it for me always, I used to love to hear the people would come back and tell me how good their mom's doing on the heart drops or their dad did with the prostate formula. And that was the upside. The real downside, I can't tell you how many people would say to me, I know all those drugs killed my mom. And I felt so bad because, you know, until I met Jim Strauss, I didn't know anything about these kinds of things. I just knew I didn't like the idea of taking pills, but I didn't know, you know, most people, if you're not a doctor in the medical business, you know, we don't know a lot about it. And it used to break my heart, the number of people who, and you could tell that they had felt helpless through it all as this was going on and their loved one was suffering. And, you know, there are many, Chrissy, that claim the leading, and some doctors, I just played golf with one a few weeks ago, and he said, "Listen, Wayne, I'm not going to admit I said this, but there's no doubt in my mind the leading cause of death is prescription drugs." And, you know, one is one thing, Chrissy, but and our bodies don't have the equipment to handle these man-made chemicals. But just imagine my friend Joe that was on 13 of them. They don't know what each other are doing inside your body. There's no clinical study for that, Chrissy. It's one drug at a time, and it's only clean bodies used in these tests.
Yep.
It's you know, you have to be on no pills, and that's, you know, that's what I mean by clean bodies. And so, you know, it's it's kind of a rigged game. I mean, if you think of it. And then, of course, each drug that's approved has a clinical study. It's amazing to me how many of them go wrong after a five-year clinical study, things not discovered during the study. But I guess if you look for only good news, mostly, you may miss some of the bad news. And so they, you know, they've always scared the heck out of me. But just I think about this often with my friend Joe, is what was going on inside his body. And if he'd have taken those last three prescribed to him, that would have been 16 different chemical drugs. And I mean, here's something. Here's a question. Why not do clinical studies with things like heart disease and blood pressure, Chrissy? It's almost like a Tim Hortons drive-through that, okay, you get the cholesterol pill, you get the blood thinner, you get the beta blocker. Why haven't they done studies with in those kinds of things for our number one killers like heart disease? Why not do studies with the three or four or five drugs that are prescribed to people? I think it might be a different turnout if they ever did, Chrissy.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back after the break. This has been Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. We'll be back shortly.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
We are back on Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. Before the break, Wayne was just saying, why aren't we doing studies on pharmaceuticals combined with other pharmaceuticals? Because many people who suffer from heart disease, high blood pressure, are taking a multitude of these medications. Wayne, do you want to elaborate a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there are so many people that take more than one prescriptive drug. And, you know, you can, if you have a computer, you can Google the various drugs and the contraindications and which ones shouldn't be taken with others. And it's time well spent, Chrissy, because if, you know, as I say, I've had experience myself, not personally, but with my dear friend Joe and my mother. And my mother once in Florida got a prescription. When I got worked with her to get her off all of her prescriptions from blood pressure and so forth, she said, okay, Wayne, when we get together in the spring, we'll deal with the last couple. I said, okay, Mom. And so the spring came, and I said, all right, what's left, Ma? And she was on a pill, excuse my language, but she was on a pill to stop you peeing so much, and on one left over from the blood pressure drugs to make you pee. And I said, Ma, this is ridiculous. Who's the doctor? I'm going to sue them. She said, oh, well, you can't. It's in Florida, and these are five-year prescriptions I've been given. And, of course, I got her to stop them both that day. I mean, did you ever hear such insanity in your life, Chrissy, that one to make you go to the bathroom and one to make you stop? And I wonder what her body was thinking, reacting to that. So these crazy things can happen. And so you need to be a part of your own choices and your own looking after your own health. And, you know, there are so many great natural ways to do that, Chrissy. We'll talk in a while about the half dozen or so Strauss formulas, but I wanted to share with the folks some other things. If you have ulcers, or having terrible trouble with your stomach, a great, great probiotic, stronger than anything you can buy off a shelf by 100 times, is European sauerkraut. That means sauerkraut with two ingredients only, cabbage and salt. Wine and vinegar will hurt your stomach, so you don't want sauerkraut made with wine or vinegar. You want what Jim Strauss used to call European sauerkraut. You can get it anywhere, any store, grocery store, and just look to make sure the two ingredients are just salt and cabbage. Our stomach lining is basically sodium, and in 10 days you'll have a new stomach lining. My dad got out of the Cleveland Clinic in Fort Lauderdale many years ago when they were trying to figure out what was wrong with him. Strauss figured it out by telephone with me, and I swear on my own life, my father left the hospital the next morning at 9:30 after having sauerkraut twice. That's the gospel truth, Chrissy. But what you want to do if you're having these troubles for 10 days before you eat anything, snack, dinner, breakfast, a cookie, have a couple of forkfuls of sauerkraut, chew it very well, and watch what happens. And so for $3, there's your $3 fix for that one. People today suffer Crohn's colitis, the inability, for example, to digest fiber. And ironically, the only fix is fiber. If you can't digest it, the only thing that's going to fix you is to digest it. And it's pretty simple there as well. I got a ton of experience. And some of these folks, Chrissy, almost bleed to death. Young women, like their menstrual cycle never ends, and they get to blood transfusions and so forth. I know a young lady, 25 years old, was down to 85 pounds in Dunville, Ontario, a good friend of mine's granddaughter. And just in a terrible way. And so there's two main things that are very helpful. One is digestive enzymes. You can get them in any health food store. Strauss doesn't make them. I take a brand called Now Digestive Enzymes. They're vegetable enzymes. And it's like kind of like having a mini shredder in your stomach, Chrissy, where it helps break your food down more easily. So digestive enzymes are a real key. And again, you take them before you eat anything. And the other thing in extreme cases is, and you can eat anything except apple skins. They're the toughest thing to digest. If your family was having roast beef and mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans tonight, you could eat the same thing, but put it in a blender. Make it like baby food. It'll taste just as good, but break that food down. And of course, you know, chew your food well always. And as a former athlete, always in a hurry, eating a lot. I used to eat fast and get indigestion and so forth. I haven't had indigestion in years now. I do take digestive enzymes, and they're just vegetable enzymes. Cannot hurt you, and they do a great job. But if you have Crohn's and you cannot digest fiber, it's that very fiber you need to get well. So you put your food in a blender, you take your digestive enzymes, watch what happens. That young lady, in Dunville, who was down to 85 pounds, she gained 11 pounds in 3 weeks, Chrissy, and as her body began to absorb the nutrition. Eventually, you can starve to death with Crohn's. So it's very serious, and again, an easy fix. Digestive enzymes, and put your food in a blender, just for whatever it takes, 10 days or 2 weeks to give your body a chance, and then you'll be able to eat normally again. So, you know, there's many things. I talked to my medicine man a couple of weeks ago. He went on a radio show with me in the United States where I was host, and his name is Shanti, a wonderful man. He used to be the yoga champion of India, and just a fabulous, fabulous individual. And I had him on the show, and I said, Shanti, what are the two things what's the main thing you would tell people to do more of for the sake of their health? And he said, there's two things, Wayne. One is deep breathe more. Just do more deep breathing. Consciously do it before you go to bed at night as you're laying down, watching TV. We just don't breathe deep enough, and smokers are the probably the biggest offenders. They'll breathe deep when they have a mouthful of smoke, but not usually. So deep breathing, you need that oxygen. Your brain uses 20% of the oxygen that you take in. If it doesn't have enough oxygen, we can have a stroke or a brain attack. And the same thing with our heart. If it doesn't have enough oxygen, it's called a heart attack. So deep breathing. And the second thing was drinking enough water. And just to put it in perspective, Chrissy, I'm 204 pounds is what I weigh, and I should drink 13 bottles of water a day.
Wow.
So I don't really know anybody who drinks as much water as we should drink.
No.
And you really do need enough. Dehydration's a serious ailment. My mom almost died from it years ago. And, you know, we're meant to be, I think it's 62% water our body is by weight. And our lungs are the only thing that isn't 62. Apparently, they're 90% water. So it's just very important to drink enough water. I see people carrying the same bottle of water around all day and taking a sip here and there. No, drink the water. Get enough water into you. That's what I always loved about the supplements, Chrissy, that I take. You know, vitamin D3, B compound, full spectrum minerals. I take curcumin, turmeric every day for inflammation. Well, you need to take it with water, and I always loved it because that was the guarantee of the first four large tumblers of water I would get. And then, you know, our body has a mechanism when we're thirsty, we should drink water. And if we drink anything other than water, we're putting our body to the job of separating the water out to use it, you see. So this is why good quality water, it's important to drink enough. Just a couple of health tips that I hope folks find helpful. When it comes to the Strauss formulas, we've discussed this before. They're really cleansing formulas, whether it's the Strauss heart drops to dissolve plaque from cholesterol that I had a serious problem with over 20 years ago, and that restricts our blood flow. What happens when we have restricted blood flow? Anything from eyesight, hearing, to heart attack and stroke. The blood is the only transportation system. It carries the water, carries the wastewater, carries the food, carries the medicine, carries the oxygen. And so we need 100% blood flow. And if it wasn't the most important body function and every single cell needing blood, every single one, from your toenails to your hair, we wouldn't have 50,000 kilometers of vessels inside us. So it's the number one body function and the most important. And the Strauss heart drops, no surprise, are the flagship products of the Strauss company because they are for the most serious health condition, and that's heart disease. The kidney blood pressure formula, just an incredible formula, kills bacteria in the kidneys first, cleanses and supports the kidneys to do what they're supposed to do. Now, the only side effect from any of these formulas potentially is the detoxing effect, Chrissy. You know, the poison has to come out, so we do that in the bathroom. And it's not constant and it's not uncomfortable, but it does have to come out. It doesn't disappear magically. So, of course, we go to the bathroom, and gas as well is another way that the toxins leave us. So the kidney formula is just great. If you took the kidney formula and the Strauss heart drops, for example, because it's either your kidneys or your heart that's the cause of high blood pressure, the doctors never can tell us. They don't know which it is. And if you didn't know and it didn't matter, you just wanted to help it, then the Strauss heart drops and the kidney blood pressure formula is the way to go. For me, it was the kidney blood pressure formula. My natural therapist even told me it was my left kidney years ago that was the problem. Now I've had 23 years of 120 over 70. And I worked too hard, didn't sleep enough. I eat a lot of good food, but I also ate my fair share of junk, chocolate almonds, chocolate milk, all that stuff. And my blood pressure is still 120 over 70. Work long hours. So just great formulas, harmless. I'd also like to speak for a minute about the immune support products. And of course, Strauss heart drops is among them because aged garlic is nature's number one support, item for our immune system, our defense department. There's nothing better than aged garlic, but Strauss makes two formulas that are very unique. And I love this because most everything that you buy for health will say, not for expecting mothers or children. And now, my personal opinion is that that's hogwash for the most part. I would not hesitate. This is just me personally. I would not hesitate to give my child any of these formulas. But This is the norm, is that it's not for expecting moms and not for children. Now, you know, the other side of that, Chrissy, is so how do they get their support? And not only the pregnant mother, the expecting mother, but what about the little baby growing inside her? So Strauss makes two products, smooth oregano, powerful, powerful herb for our immune system, very, very powerful. And Strauss makes it in a spearmint flavor that's easy to take, doesn't burn your mouth, won't give you indigestion. And the Cold Storm formula, which has garlic as a main ingredient. These are two very effective formulas that are not only safe for expecting moms and young kids, but I really strongly recommend it, both for the expecting mom who is looking after herself and the baby growing inside of her. And why not? I mean, why not their immune systems? I just feel so strongly about this. And for children, I mean, they're going to school, Chrissy. They're exposed to other kids, colds and flus and so forth. And the best thing you can have is a strong, healthy immune system. So I really recommend to folks to consider Strauss Cold Storm and Strauss Smooth Oregano as a daily supplement. And moms that are expecting, safe for you to take it. Health Canada has declared, as is the Smooth Oregano, and safe for the young children as well. Easy to take, not a bad taste at all, spearmint flavored, and the Cold Storm is cherry flavored. And boy, do they work, and does Strauss sell a lot of them. So something to consider for immune. Also the Agrumax, the citrus seed extract, fabulous. You dilute it, 10 drops in water twice a day. Just a great formula. If you had toenail fungus, don't dilute it. Take a drop and put it on that toenail and watch what happens. Citrus seed extract is what the Agrumax is made from.
That's
the other
Wayne,
formula.
Let's, we can keep talking after the break.
Okay.
You can continue with telling us about all the different drops.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. This is Wayne Elliott on Health and Wellness. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski, and we'll be right back after the break.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
We are back on Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski. And right before the break, Wayne was talking about all the great products that Strauss Naturals makes. So I'll let you continue.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Chrissy, the bladder formula, the original formula generations old, is now available again just this month. And I urge folks to try that. Just a great formula. And a great formula for men. Saved my dad's prostate. Helped me years ago is the Strauss prostate formula. And if men wanted to get the great trio for that, it would be the prostate, the kidney, and the bladder. For the ladies, just the kidney and bladder is a great combination. Heart drops are great for everyone. And that's about it. They don't make a whole big line of products any longer, Chrissy, just some very, very important ones. And I'm just thrilled that these originals have been made available to people again. Never been a time we need more help than today with all the artificial man-made foods and soil depleted and minerals that are supposed to be in there and vitamins and enzymes that aren't. And so never been a time that's more important to supplement ourselves with these formulas. And all the other good things that we've talked about in the past, Chrissy, a bit of exercise, some fresh air, stretching, digging the garden a little bit, or yoga is fabulous for people. It's just a great thing to do. I'm just now in the great state of Nevada, visiting with our company administrator with some business to do, and visiting my oldest son, and we're playing a few games of golf, and we've got a goal for American Thanksgiving. There's quite a big section of town here with a quite a number of homeless people. So our goal for Thanksgiving is we're going to go and feed 200 people and hopefully make their day a better day. So I'm glad to be in 70-degree weather, Chrissy, and not in Niagara, but I will be back Friday.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit jealous that you are not, or that you are in warm weather right now, because it's not great here.
No, it's my least favorite time of year. I love Christmas, but I mean the winter weather and I are not good friends.
No, and you live on Lake Erie, so you get, when it's windy, you get that horrible influx of waves and flooding and stuff.
Oh, did we ever? Last week was probably the third or fourth worst storm in my 35 or 6 years living on Lake Erie, and a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Nature, just as the scientists told us, will be harsher and more frequent, and it's happening. You know, hurricanes in the Gulf and the Caribbean, rather, and so yeah, the weather apparently is not going to get better. This global warming isn't really working out for us, and the higher lake level, of course, Lake Erie's 2 feet higher just now than normal.
Right.
So that makes a smaller storm a bigger storm in terms of the effect. But you know, do your best to get that fresh air and get outside, folks. I'm a little anxious again, Chrissy, with the various shutdowns and people being advised to isolate and whatnot. Well, hopefully you can still get outdoors if you live in an apartment or a condo out on the balcony and breathe in that fresh air and try and get some exercise. These are very important things. It's just unhealthy thing to do to sit on the couch day after day. That's why the Creator's given us legs and arms. We should use them. And yeah, and then eat as consciously well as you can. You know, read labels. I'm always reading labels now. I never used to, Chrissy. You know, the low fat, so-called low fat products, they will make you fatter because they've taken out the fat that we can deal with, and they've added refined sugar that we can't properly deal with. So I learned that after buying them for years, and until Jim Strauss pointed that out to me. So low fat products, stay away from those. The fat your body can deal with, the refined sugar, just not good for you.
No.
Refined carbs. And it's a shame we get to be misled like that, Chrissy, but I don't know. I don't know what it's about. It's all about the money or ensuring that we're not that well. I can't figure it out. It's not a nice thing, but yeah, watch those low fat claims on foods, and also watch the claims for the vitamin C added to cereals and juices and things like this. There's a good chance, there's at least an equal chance, I'd say a better than equal chance, that it is not in a form you can absorb. So and whenever we take something that we can't absorb, whether it's vitamin C or copper, the only thing that we can do to get rid of that out of our bodies is to take the vitamin C or the copper that we can absorb. If you were toxic with copper, it would be in the upper gut, and the only way to get rid of it is to take a copper, or, you know, a mineral supplement with copper that you can absorb. So it's really time to pay attention, not only read the prescription paperwork, Chrissy, but read the paperwork on the foods that you're buying. There's only 7% of all the items in the big grocery stores these days that are not or do not contain genetically modified organisms. So it's getting tougher and tougher, but hence the importance of our awareness while we're shopping and while we're making our choices. And consider good supplements, full spectrum minerals. My mom and I both had cramps in our legs and feet if we don't take them. My mom's gone now, but I have to take them or I get cramps. You know, vitamin D3, especially if you're older and you can't absorb it from the sun as well any longer. Vitamin C, B compound. Turmeric, curcumin is just great for inflammation, so you might want to try that if you have sore bones and joints or you have arthritis. What I take for pain and have done for 25 years or so now, Chrissy, is white willow bark. And it's fabulous. It's good for your stomach, unlike aspirin and some of these other pain relievers. It works. Years ago, I broke my arm in four places, and I mean, it's not like morphine. It doesn't take the pain 100% away, but it sure checks it back to a point where you can handle it. And to this day, that's what I use. If you had a white willow tree in your yard, you could literally go peel off the bark, put it in a blender, and take it. And that's what's in aspirin to relieve pain, Chrissy, is white willow bark. Why the chemical additives? I don't know. Hard on your stomach. They don't do anything for your pain. So I don't know why with the various Tylenols, aspirin, and so forth. All you need is a white willow bark. That's nature's way. Very effective. Good for your stomach. No harm possible. And I've been taking that for years, very successfully. It's amazing to me. I don't get many headaches, Chrissy, but when I do, I'll take six white willow bark capsules, and in minutes, my headache is gone. So it's just another tip. You can get it in health food stores. Some of it's in liquid form, some in capsule form. And all it is the bark from white willow trees. As Jim Strauss always said, nature's provided us everything we need and will ever need. I don't know if I told you this before, Chrissy, but years ago, a few years before he died, he told me that he had found three antibiotic herbs in the lower mainland BC. He recognized them by taste. They're antibiotic herbs, but that we have no illness for. And I said, what's that mean to you? He said, there's more disease coming because nature's provided everything. And I thought that was very interesting that there are three antibiotic herbs that we have no use for just now, but as far as Jim was concerned, we will need them or they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to think about, right? And we see that with COVID, right? Over a year ago, COVID didn't exist, like not in the form it is right now. And
that's right.
What's to come?
You know, and the anxiety I think folks are suffering, you know, Chrissy, the very best thing really is deep breathing, exercise. I've never regretted a walk or a bicycle ride in my adult life. I never have regretted it once, even if my wife had to bug me to go for a walk. I never regretted it. I always felt better. I always say that it seems to get rid of the bad energy, you know, the stress and anxiety. It's so helpful for that. So just a stroll, but so good for you. No downside to it as opposed to sitting doing nothing but sitting indoors and worrying. There's lots of things people are concerned about, Chrissy, these days. And so we need to deal with that before it gets ahead of us and stress takes over. It's not a healthy condition.
No, and I totally agree with you. I just feel like a combination of all of these things that are currently happening is so intense for us. And if we can invest in ourselves, everything might be a bit better.
Yeah, and, you know, be hopeful. Keep a loving heart. It's love is the most powerful emotion on earth. It's more powerful than hate. You know, you can surround hate with love, but you can't surround love with hate because love is just that much more powerful.
Yeah, and, you know, loving... That's a whole nother topic for another day to get into, you know, ridding yourself of that anger and that frustration with people that you can't control online and in other spots. So maybe in 2 weeks we can touch on that a little bit and figure out how to...
Yeah, it used to be easier for me in my younger days, Chrissy, when I played football. You just went and hit somebody really hard. Now nobody will let me play football, so I have to deal with it other means.
Well, let's talk more about that in 2 weeks, and I hope you have a great time in Nevada.
All right. Thank you, Chrissy. You stay well.
Thank you, Wayne. This has been Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. I'm your host, Chrissy Sadowski, and we'll be back in 2 weeks to further talk about our mental health as well as Strauss Naturals, which you can get on straussnaturals.ca. This is 610 CKTV.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. For past episodes, go to 610CKTB.com and click on Shows.